Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April the 10th, 1900, Joe Walcott, possibly the finest boxer Barbados ever produced, defeated an American opponent named Dick Moore of St. Paul in the fourth round of a contest held at the Eureka Athletic Club in Baltimore. Born in Demerara, British Guiana, on March 13, 1873, but raised in Barbados, Walcott died in Dalton, Ohio, on October 1, 1935. In a professional career that lasted 18 years, from 1892 to 1910, Walcott had 157 fights and finished with a record of 96 wins, including 57 by knockout, 31 losses, and 30 draws or no contests. From 1900 to 1906, he was world welterweight champion and was listed in 2003 by Ring magazine in the top 100 greatest punchers of all time. According to one commentator, Walcott's abilities stemmed in large part from his physical gifts, which had nothing to do with size and weight, and everything to do with natural strength, power, stamina, and durability. Standing under 5'2" tall, Walcott sported a massive upper body for his stature, with an 18-inch neck and a 41-inch chest, and long, powerful arms. Nat Fleischer described him as a sawn-off Hercules, and as an abnormally powerful puncher. The National Police Gazette marvelled at Walcott's power, stating that one clean strike from Joe was equal to five from his opponent. The future world heavyweight champion Arnold Cream took the name Jersey Joe Walcott in honour of the famed Barbadian boxer. Paper account of Barbados Joe Walcott's fight with Dick Moore on this day in 1900 reads as follows. Moore did little fighting. He let the coloured man do all the leading, and it was simply a case of how long it would take Walcott to wear his opponent out. Joe took the aggressive at the sound of the gong. He went at Moore as if he meant business. Moore, by clever blocking, withstood the terrible onslaughts made by the Negro, and Walcott was unable to land effectively on the St. Paul man's face, so soon began playing for the wind. In this, he was very successful. Moore seemed unable to protect his stomach, and Joe ripped one right after another in the wind, and soon had Moore puffing. Walcott kept up these tactics until the end. In the fourth round, after a clinch, Walcott retreated, and Moore followed him up with his guard down. Joe suddenly stopped, and, like a flash, shot his left on Dick's chin. Moore fell like a log, and was counted out.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.